And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The records show that on Armistice Day 1918, savage fighting continued right up to 11 o'clock in the morning, and many soldiers lost their lives that day. The very last to die was an American, killed at 1 minute to 11. His divisional record states this: almost as he fell, the gunfire died away and an appalling silence prevailed. November 1918 brought a peace of sorts, but the harsh, humiliating conditions imposed on the German people sowed the seeds for the growth of the far right and the next World War. And our war memorials in towns and villages across the country bear witness to the young lives sacrificed for this nation in those two world wars. And they remind us that we must never forget. And we now have the National Memorial Arboretum in Staffordshire commemorating our dead in 28 conflicts since then, at the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them as well. Terrible wars and atrocities continue to happen across the world. Much of it drops out of the news as quickly as it arrives because there's so much of it going on. And then there's the violence in our own streets, the senseless loss of young lives through knife crime and gang warfare. Micah's vision of nations beating their swords into plowshares and pruning their spears into pruning hooks can seem a rather pious hope at best, or perhaps even a rather sick joke. What do we do when hope seems to be overtaken by despair? Well, in this country, we have inquiries. Stephen Lawrence, Hillsborough, Chilcot, Saville, Grenfell, each one seeking to uncover the truth. Because before there can be real justice and peace, the truth must be known. In the Gospels, Jesus tells the parable of the widow who is being denied justice, but she never gives up. Her persistent nagging of the judge finally gets the truth recognized and justice is served. In the end, if human institutions can deliver some measure of justice, how much more can we expect of God? Jesus is saying to us, never give up looking for justice, demanding it, petitioning God for it, and working for that vision of Micah's, of a world transformed into a place of justice and of peace. Micah has a very rich understanding of the meaning of peace. Not an appalling silence, the absence of conflict, but living together in harmony for the common good. And Jesus adds to that in his Sermon on the Mount when he calls us to love not only our neighbors, but our enemies as well, and to pray for those who persecute us. Following the destruction of Coventry Cathedral in 1940, the Provost made a radio broadcast declaring that when the war was over, we should work with those who had been our enemies to build, I quote, a kinder, more Christ-like world. He said that we should be committed not to revenge, but to forgiveness and reconciliation with those responsible. And from that came the community of the Cross of Nails, which worked to forge links with the bombed cities of Germany, remembering the devastation that our country brought on those cities, and working to build new relationships of peace. One way of thinking of the word remember is to put the emphasis on the remember, put back together, reform, reconcile. To truly honour the memory of the fallen, we must be people not only who want the absence of conflict, but who are concerned about truth and justice and are actively seeking reconciliation with former enemies, not nurturing grievances, but building a kinder, more Christ-like world. That's a huge task on a big scale. On a more local level, it means seeking reconciliation with those who have hurt us personally, or those that we strongly disagree with. Reconciliation is not necessarily about solving disputes, but it's about working to change destructive conflict into peaceful disagreement. It's about learning to live together with difference. How this country needs to be reconciled to itself as Brexit continues to tear us apart. Anyone who has tried to bring parties together that are in angry conflict knows just how difficult, how painful, how costly that can be. But as Christians, we must never despair, because we cannot leave God out of the equation. At the end of the war, the rebuilding of Coventry Cathedral began. And today, set in the floor of the new cathedral, in letters of bronze, are these words: "To the glory of God, this cathedral, burnt November the 14th, 1940, is now rebuilt, 1962. Those are words of hope in the face of despair, that what man can destroy, whether it be bricks and mortar, or lives, or hopes or dreams, God can raise up again. For he is the God of resurrection, in whom all lasting hope and all ultimate meaning reside." If we believe in the God of resurrection, then all things become possible. The healing of the wounds of war, the establishment of truth, the granting of justice, the achievement of reconciliation, and even one day, the fulfillment of Micah's vision of real peace. Amen.